messages in my head. I don't know how to cope with this. I ain't keeping secrets in my head or any space you can find. But to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Button, boys and girls. This is Simply Butch, and I am on the air on Sunday evening here for you, for your dining and dancing pleasure. This is Butch on Sports, and I'm Simply Butch, and as well as I like to say to you all, thanks for tuning in. Let's get to some sports news here. We can't help it. It'll be an abbreviated version tonight because... I have to clear my throat. Now, since I've cleared that, the Detroit Lions put together a very impressive performance of the season in a 34-16 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars in their house. Yes. A game which the franchise found a pass rush and four quarterback hits on Gardner Minshew. And multiple pressures that led to incomplete passes and Minshew mistakes. That was a big thing in this particular game that the Detroit Lions played. Cornerbacks played their position and played it very well. But the pressure from the front line was a huge, huge key. And the linebackers also plugging up holes did a magnificent job. Detroit might need to make a little bit more room in the backfield here. DeAndre Swift had 116 yards, two touchdowns, three catches, and a partridge in a pear tree there. He did pretty good indeed. I'm quite sure he'll get more time. Excuse me. Adrian Peterson is not going to be cut out of the wet watch for the Detroit Lions. I'm quite sure he'll start the game, but when Swift gets in there, that's when all the hoopla will start. Matthew Stafford, with a one-yard touchdown pass to T.J. Hockenson, has now thrown a touchdown against every team he's played in the NFL. Isn't that nice, boys and girls? The defense, speaking of them, only allowed 44 yards rushing today, the fewest in road games since they held the Pittsburgh Steelers to 40 yards in a game at Pittsburgh on November 17, 2013. Also produced 34 points on the road, first time since scoring 38 points at New Orleans on October 15, 2017. Yes, and yes, indeed, they produced points in the opening drive for the fourth straight game. Yes, Lions have had a lead. Hopefully, they learn how to keep it. In this particular game, they did a magnificent job. Again, cornerbacks were doing their thing. And also, I would say that the front line did an excellent job indeed. Again, you can't say enough about. And they're patching holes as they see fit. But again, the front line did a better job today. This is, again, I say, the best game the Lions have this season there. Moving on to some other NFL games. The Bears are 5-1. They beat Carolina. Big Fat Henry of the Titans, they rallied in overtime. They beat on the Texans 42-36. Kirk Cousins threw three interceptions in the first 30 minutes of the game. They lost to Atlanta, who has not won a game this season until today. They beat up on Minnesota. And Baker Mayfield, he pulled out the game, Kasem for the Browns came in the third quarter to replace him. However, Pittsburgh had already beat the slop out of him 38-7 over the Browns there. I'm quite sure we'll talk about more of the football on the game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Okay, 6 o'clock, boys and girls. Yes, 1400 ESPN, Sault Ste. Marie. I said it. In high school football, the PSL championship went to Cass Tech as they beat up on rival Martin Luther King 41-19. That was the championship game this past Saturday. Also, other games in high school as far as rivalry concerned, Riverview 60, Gross Hill 29, River Rouge 24, Taylor Zip, and Pontiac Notre Dame 48, Flint Beecher 8. There's some more stuff there, but I'm not going to go through all of that. Go to the MHSAA website to get those particular scores and some highlights. Girls golf in the Lower Peninsula was this particular weekend. I'll give you Montague, continue their impressive run down. They defeated Lansing Catholic to win the Division IV championship there. Birmingham Marion repeated the Division III championship of the state. They beat up on Grand Rapids Christian. That's in Division III. South Lions, they held on and beat Grand Rapids Forest Hill in Division II. And in Division I, Northville won their third straight consecutive state D1 title over Plymouth. And that is the state golf tournaments there in the Lower Peninsula. Congratulations to all the participants who took place there. Cross country this weekend. Soccer going on starting this Monday. A lot of stuff. Last week of football before the playoffs. Not this week, but next week. A lot of stuff going on. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays. They're headed for their first World Series since 2008, winning Game 7 of the ALCS by a score of 4-2 over the Astros. Charlie Morton, who was part of the Astros team that cheated and won the World Series, was on the other side of the fence for the Rays there. He pitched outstanding for them in dominating his former team there. So, yes, on Tuesday, the Rays will be one tonight. The Dodgers and the Braves get it on for that particular representative of the National League, okay? And, again, the World Series will definitely start on Tuesday, barring any complication. Veteran ESPN reporter, National Football League reporter, Vaughn McClure was found dead in his apartment in Atlanta at the age of 48 years of age. There's no cause of death that has been announced for McClure, who covered the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN's NFL Nation section. The broadcaster, who was born in Chicago, regularly was a regular contributor on ESPN for the Falcons radio and television coverage, and also covered the Super Bowl where the Falcons lost to the New England Patriots. Again, good friend, Vaughn McClure, died very young at the age of 48 years of age. I'm sorry to report that particular there. No news since the Red Wings last weekend. We was giving all kind of hits. Right now, the Red Wings camp is very silent. But again, I expect more news will be coming, what's coming from the Red Wings camp as far as getting the team together and having them ready, set, and go for the 2021 season, as we look like hockey won't start to January of next year, 2021. Same thing with the Pistons. No news out of that particular camp right now. They're very quiet indeed. The draft is upcoming for the NBA and also for the WNBA as well. we'll keep you abreast of that there on anything that comes up and be developed here. Indeed. I am short on time today here for our extravaganza of goodies called Butch on Sports today. But again, hopefully everyone is nice, cool, calm, and safe, doing what they're supposed to do. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oma Darling Productions. We will be with you on Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, of course, there. You can catch Butch on Sports on Facebook, always. And you can catch Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com, the home of Butch on Sports. Type in SimpleyButchTOO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com for all kind of goodies from this particular show and others. Yes, you can. Also, remember that I'm on the show called The Game on Mondays. Special guests. I don't know, I'll be a part of it, but hey, special guests anyway. Jeff Blasso of the Detroit Red Wings on that particular show. So get a goodie on that one there. 6 o'clock to 8 on 1400 ESPN. I'm out of here, boys and girls. Have a good beginning of the week. Check you out on Wednesday.